We're about to speak to Buduma Qubela. Good morning, Buduma.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. So we're talking about our country's quarterly GDP, which suffered a reversal of the gains made in the second quarter of the year, slipping by 0.3% in the third quarter. And of course, that's according to Stats SA. But what we want to know from you is what this means in layman's terms and how does it affect our day-to-day life?
Sorry, I just lost you a bit. I'm just going to walk around. You say, what is this? What?
Okay, we're talking about the GDP, the fact that it suffered a reversal of the gains made in the second quarter of the year. So my question to you is, what does this mean in layman's terms, but also how does it affect our day-to-day life?
This is a catastrophe. So the population is growing at about 1.5% a year. So in practical terms, and our what this means in practical terms is that we are suffering from declining average living standards, what we call GDP per capita. Now, this is a situation that has been going on. If you look at 2023, our GDP per capita, our average living standards, is lower than it was in 2007. So we haven't had growth in average living standards for 16 years. Now, this year, 2024, the Treasury forecast a growth rate of 1.1%. After the shocker of a GDP number, economists are reducing their forecast for the 0.5% or 0.6%. So South Africans are becoming poorer on average again this year. This illustrates what I also showed, I've been writing about, is that this misplaced optimism about this government of neoliberal unity was misplaced because there is no plan to get our country growing. Now, what you must remember that the biggest crisis, the number one crisis in South Africa, is unemployment. And we need a growth rate. You know, I forecast that over the next 10, 11 years until 2035, we need to create more than 700,000 jobs just to cater for the new entrants into the labor force, let alone the 12.2 million who are unemployed. So we need to grow at 4% just to create jobs for the new entrants into the labor force. So as a country, we need to grow much faster than what we are growing now. And this is an anomaly. Over the past 15 years, we've been growing by, you know, less than our population growth. And emerging markets globally tend to grow more than 4%. So this is a uniquely South African catastrophe. And what I find strange is that all the political parties are saying nothing about this crisis. This 0.3% GDP growth is passed without a statement from the ANC, from all the political parties. This is a catastrophe for the people of South Africa. And that is what ordinary South Africans must be focused on, is how do we get this country growing? There should be an emergency discussion in Parliament, you know, as to what can be done to get this economy growing. Because everything the government has been doing under the sixth administration, under Ramaphosa, and now the seventh administration, is not working. So if something is not working, you have to change it, you know.
Perfect. You know, I wish we had a lot of time, because you talk about growing faster. But do you think that that is pragmatic for our country? And what is it that we can do to make sure that we do grow faster?
Yeah, the first thing we have to do, you know, basically, it's actually quite simple. When the government invests in its people and its infrastructure, the economy grows, as was the case from 2003 to 2008. So what has happened from the past 15 years, 16 years, is the government stopped investing in infrastructure. They cut public investment by 25%. So you can't cut your way towards growth. So the government must lead the growth of the economy and the private sector follows. They're trying to do it back to front. They say the private sector must lead and then the government. It can't work that way, because nobody can invest in an economy that is not growing.
Perfect.
I think it's as simple as the gut. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, my brother. We truly appreciate you taking the time to speak to us. We look forward to more conversations with you.
Thank you. Yeah.